Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, it's 12th hour, Paul Starr, Saturday Time, Congregation Mount Zion, that's the 12th hour, in the Elgin, Texas today, that's January 2, 2023, already the 21st day of Thebeth, 2023, we will start our first service today. For the song entitled Lead Me to the Rock That Is Higher Than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, and I'll forever be. Psalms 68. It says, let the Yahweh arise. Okay. Let's do this with Yahshua, the Son, because David knew him personally. And he says, let the Yahshua arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the Yahshua. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before the Yahshua. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto Yahshua, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Yah. And rejoice before him. Well, David is actually talking about the fatherhood, so let's look at that. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widow is the Yahweh, the Father in his holy habitation. Yahweh serves the solitary and the family. He bringeth out those that are bound with the chain, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O Yahweh, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst, this is talking about Yahshua, when he went before the people coming out of Egypt, so let's go back to Yahshua's name here. O Yahshua, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, for the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of the Yahshua. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of the Yahshua, Yahshua of the Israel. Thou, O Yahshua, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O Yahshua, let's talk about O Yahshua the Son, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. Now it's going to this same thing. For the Yahshua gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Chains of the armies did fear pace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with the yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered things in it, it was white as snow and salmon. For the hill of the Yahweh is as the hill of the Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? This is a hill that the Yahweh desires to dwell in. Well, actually, this is the hill that the Yahshua the Son desires to dwell in. Yea, the Yahshua will dwell in it forever. For the church of the Yahshua are 20,000. Even thousands of angels, for Yahshua is among them, as in the Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Yashir might dwell among them. Blessed be the Yashir, who daily loadeth us with the benefits, even the Yashir of our salvation. Okay, he that is our Yashir is the Yashir of the salvation, and unto the Yashir, as the Yashir belong, the issue from death. The Yashir shall wound the head of his enemy, and hair is scalp of such and one as goeth on still in his trespasses. For the Yashir said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that my foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the sand. They have seen thy goings, O Yashir, even the goings of my Yashir, my king, Yashir the son, and the sanctuary. That's Psalm 68:24. For the singers went before the players on the instrument, followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with the timbrel. Bless you, Yashir, and the congregations, even the Yashir from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of the Judah, and their council, the princes of the Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Yashir has commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O Yashir, that which thou hast wrought for us, because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Well, they're going to do it again. So the temple of David, Jerusalem, is being set up again. Rebuke the company of the spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the tares of the people. Tell everyone submits himself with the pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hand unto the Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh, you kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Yashir, and to him that rideth upon the heavens of heaven, which were of the old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto the other. This excellence. Ascribe ye strength unto the Yashir the Son. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O Yashir, thou art terrible out of thy holy place. Okay, let's go back to the Father. O Yahweh, the Father, thou art terrible out of thy holy place, for Yahweh of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be the Yahweh, Yahweh and Yahshua. End of chapter 68 of Psalm. Prayer thought. Okay, Yahweh's certification for the resurrecting and purifying and consolidates Judah and Israel. This is July the 5th, 1947 by Vitzi Hollis. So I was just Jeremiah 31. It says it contains inspiration guaranteed for the Yahweh's people to return unto the homeland. This chapter, you will recognize, contains a prophecy for the latter days. Alright? For the praise at the same time, place our thoughts back unto your Jeremiah. So verse 24, where it explains that the time is the latter days, that the time is in the latter days, in our time, not long hence, therefore our Yahshua will be the Yahshua of all the families of the Israel, as the Yahshua of the whole church, for the saint and sinner during the judgment for the living will no longer be commingled. Jeremiah 31:2. Thus saith Yahshua, for the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. Even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. For the people who survived the captivity are to find grace in the lands of the Gentiles, in their wilderness away from the vineyard. Since the promised land is the vineyard, Isaiah 5, then what would the wilderness be but the lands of the Gentiles where Yahweh's people are? We'll find this grace at the time that the Yahshua calls them to rest from their sojourning after the judgment in the house of the Yahweh, 1 Peter 4:17, takes place. Jeremiah 31:3. For the Yahshua has appeared of the old unto me, saying, yea, I have found love thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with the loving kindness have I drawn thee. At the fulfillment of this prophecy, the people will realize that Yahshua has really loved them and that he draws them unto himself with a loving kindness. Jeremiah 31:4. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. But that will be purified, starting with the 144,000, the first three solid of the Adventist Church out of Laodicea. I didn't get the name changed. She had to die with that name. She died with that name, Laodicea, with thy tablets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. For the Asher assures his people that though the Gentile nations have torn down their kingdom, he will restore it unto them, and they shall again become a glorious and joyous nation, These promises imply that the people are not now adorned and happy. We may not sort of realize this, but Yahweh knows better than we do. Jeremiah 31:5. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. That's where the 10 tribes had their headquarters of Israel. That's where they had their headquarters, but now they're going to be united with Judah and the south. That's in them. In the last days, the planters shall plant and shall eat them as the common thing. Most of the world thinks that as the 10 tribes of the kingdom of Israel are lost among the Gentile nations, that their kingdom is forever gone. Yet the Yahweh, who does according unto his good pleasure, plainly declares that the faithful, after their separation from the unfaithful, shall be gathered out and brought back into the mountains of Samaria. Now, how many mountains of Samaria are there? Well, there could be 10 mountains. 10 tribes of Israel had their headquarters in Samaria when they, before they went into captivity in Assyria, the northern enemies, in 721 B.C., and that they shall plant and eat the fruit of their planting as a common thing. Isaiah 31:6. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up unto Zion, unto the Yeshua, our King and Redeemer, and the Father Yahweh. They're both there. The Father sitting upon his throne on the Day of Atonement for the blotting out of sin, and his Son as a high priest representing the people that come to the temple for to get their sins taken care of and so forth. For the future watchman of the Mount Ephraim, rather than separating themselves from those of the Mount Zion at the at Jerusalem, as they did anciently, shall gladly lead the laity back unto Zion. No longer shall arise the question, why is it that our fathers worship in this mountain? And you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. John 4:20. Jeremiah 31:7. For this saith to Yahshua, sing with the gladness for the Jacob, and a shout among the chief of the nation. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahshua, save thy people, the remnant of the Israel. For the remnant are those who survived the judgment in the house of Yahweh. 1 Peter 4:17. For the Yahweh's people now, while dwelling among the chief of the nations, are urged to proclaim this good tidings and their midst with the singing, gladness, and praising Israel, and saying, O Yahshua, save thy people, for this truth is now as the very present truth, and it is to be proclaimed and hated for the working and praying, and to this end is the message of the hour. Jeremiah 31:8, behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the women with the child, and her that travaileth with the child together. A great company shall return thither. We need not fear. Our efforts will not be fruitless, for the always sincere people will hear and give heed unto the message of this day. And Yahshua will thus gather them from the four corners of the earth. So, be they blind or lame, be they women or children, they shall all return unto the vineyard of the Yahshua. For the vineyard of the Yahshua is in the house of Israel. Jeremiah 31:9. They shall come with their weeping and with the supplication will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of the waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father unto Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Ephraim himself, inspiration says, is to become a multitude of the nations. Genesis 48:19-20, Jeremiah 31:10. Hear the word of the Asher, O you nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather them and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Asher is speaking, and who dare not take his word unto the heart? Who dare be indifferent and keep silent in order for the nations to be able to say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him? They must be nations that believe and the plan of salvation, the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10:19-20, the new and living way. Nations that understand these prophecies and promises, for they are to do what we are doing. And since there is no nation doing this at the present time, and since we are as the only ones that are engaged in this work, where the truth becomes evident that our message is to awaken nations unto the fact that really the last descendants of the 12 tribes of the Israel are called forth for the declaring of this truth, not only to all our brethren, but even unto the nations. Then the nations are to rebroadcast it unto other nations. So declares the scripture. They are to proclaim that the Yahweh's people are to be gathered and kept too. therefore must not fail in our trust. We must prove worthy of our calling. Jeremiah 31:11. For the Yeshua has redeemed Israel and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. We are not able to redeem ourselves, nor are we able of ourselves to return unto our land. For Yahweh is to accomplish all this for us. We are there for Yeshua the Son is to accomplish all this for us, for we are therefore to be thankful that one freedom and redemption do not depend upon ourselves. For the responsibility is Yeshua. He is to redeem us by his blood of the everlasting covenant, Hebrews 13:20, Hebrews 10:19-20, from him that is stronger than we. That means Satan. Jeremiah 31:12-14. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of the Zion, and shall flow together for the goodness of the Yeshua, for the wheat, wine, oil, and the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both the young man and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with the fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith to Yeshua. These verses, I am sure, need no interpretation or elucidation. Jeremiah 31:15-16. For this is Yeshua, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, for the Rachel weeping for her children refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith Yeshua, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from the tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith Yeshua, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. For the understanding of these verses, we must first look into the historical background of them, for the Rachel as the wife of Jacob had but two sons of her own, Joseph and Benjamin, for they were the only sons that were born unto Jacob in the promised land. Rachel died while giving birth unto Benjamin, and so she herself could not have wept for the loss of her children. They were both with her when she died. Hence the only conclusion one can come to is that the Rachel in this scripture is figurative. After the death of the Solomon, the kingdom was divided for the 10 tribes taking the north, and the 2 tribes taking the south of Judah and Benjamin. The tribe of the Joseph was in Samaria with the headquarters in the one kingdom, and the tribe of the Benjamin and the other Rachel therefore must be the figurative mother of the children of both kingdoms, Judah and Israel. For the incident of Jeremiah 31:15, Matthew applied unto the Herod's children when the children in an attempt for the slaying of the Yashua, Matthew 2:18, were studied at this verse along with the entire context of the chapter. However, Lord discovered that it has an even more direct application for the dispersion of both kingdoms, Judah and Israel. Judah the 2 tribes, Israel the 10 tribes. Judah with a capital in Jerusalem, and the 10 tribes with their capital in Samaria. And this return from the lands of the enemies unto the fatherland. Jeremiah 31:17-18. And there is hope in thine end, says Yeshua, that thy servants shall come again unto their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself that thou hast chastised me, and I was chastened as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Yeshua, my King and Savior and Redeemer. For the two distinct thoughts are brought into the view in this verse. First, that they are the children of the kingdom. It says that the children of the kingdom will come again unto their own border. And second, that they will have beforehand experienced a great revival and reformation, for they will have realized that Yahweh's chastisement was for their own good, and that the Yeshua is their leader, their Savior, their Redeemer and King. For this reformation alone, with Yahweh's mercy, is further seen in the following verses. Jeremiah 31:19-20. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even I confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. And Ephraim, my dearest son, ? Is he a pleasant child? ? For since I speak against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. And I will surely have mercy upon him, says Yeshua. The next verses contain Yahweh's command and counsel unto his people. Actually, this is Yahshua's command. Jeremiah 31:29. Sit thee up the waymarks. Make them high. Heaps. Sit things. Sit thine heart toward the highway. Even the way which thou wentest, turn again, O virgin of Israel. Turn again unto these our children. Inspiration definitely urges our faithful people to get ready, with every turn unto the promised land and continues. Jeremiah 31:22. How long wilt thou be go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Yahshua has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. As it is not possible for a woman actually to encompass a man, the woman here spoken of must therefore be symbolical of the purified church, and the man whom she is to encompass is according unto inspiration as Yeshua himself. For the purified church with the 144,000, therefore, is to be made to encompass the Yeshua and thus enter into her new and happy experiences as the first fruits harvest of the Yeshua when he makes his appearance at his second advent here on the earth and the 12th tribe of God that we're in now, judgment of the living, come for the harvesting and the resurrection of all the righteous put back to the garden of Eden. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of the sun. For lo, I come, and I shall dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Yahshua, and many nations shall be joined unto the Yahshua in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt come, that the Yahshua of the host hath sent me unto thee. And Yahshua shall inherit Judah his portion in the holy place, or in the holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all first, before the Yahshua, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Zechariah 2:10-13. Jeremiah 31:23-24. Thus saith Yahshua the host, the king of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of the Judah, the lawgiver, tribe of Judah, the house of David, purified with 144,000, and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity, with the 144,000 first priests, the prophets, priests, and kings, that's ruling upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. For Yahshua bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of the holiness. And there shall dwell in the Judah the lawgiver itself, Genesis 49:10. For a scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, till Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. This is Jacob quoting this himself before he died, leaving an injunction for his 12 sons for the last day. And in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen and they that go forth with the flock. Again we are told that the kingdom of the Yahshua, purified church of the 144,000, purified, free of the terrors, is not something mystical, but that it is absolutely real. Jeremiah 31:25-26. For I have satisfied the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul upon this. I awake and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Suddenly the prophet's awakening must point unto the people, the people's spiritual awakening and the sweetness of his sleep was born unto the people's love for the continuing in their slumber and sleep. Then the hesitation to awake to these realities. As Jeremiah 31:20 said, "Behold, the days come, saith the Yahshua, that I will see the house of the Israel and the house of the Judah with the sea of men. I will show." He said, "I will show the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the sea of men and with the seed of the beast." After this kingdom, everlasting kingdom of heaven is set up here on the earth in the 12th third body tower by the Yahshua himself, having come back and made his appearance with the second advent, is established upon the throne of David, this Isaiah 9 verse 6 to 8 and and Luke chapter 1 verse 32 and 33, and the land of the promise, it shall grow with the both man and beast, right here in the great nation of Texas where this takes place, just as the symbolism of the Daniel chapter 2 explains. For the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Daniel 2:35. The everlasting kingdom of heaven was the same thing as the everlasting kingdom of David here on earth. Yeah. It's in Daniel 2:44 and 45 also. And the days of these kings, not after their days, shall the Yahweh of the heavens set up a kingdom everlasting kingdom of David shall break in pieces, because it says battle axe, Jeremiah 51:19-20, and consume all these kingdoms, Daniel 2:44. How will they multiply and fill the earth, that the Isaiah the prophet give the answer? And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the purified house kingdom of David, Judah, the lawgiver, that's talking about that mountain, that the mountain of Judah, house of David, of the Yeshua's house, shall be established in the top of the mountain, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow under it, and many people shall go and say, "Come ye and let us go up unto the mountain, house of David, tribe of Judah, Yahshua is ascended from the throne there of the Yahshua unto the house of our Yahweh of the Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for out of the Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Yahweh from your Jerusalem." Isaiah 2:2-3. Jeremiah 31:28. "And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, says the Yahshua." From these passages of the scripture, we see how Yahshua will build and increase the kingdom, everlasting kingdom of heaven, Daniel 2:44 and 45, the same as the chief kingdom of David, and cause it to fill the whole earth, Jeremiah 31:29-30. "And these days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten the sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on the edge." for everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on the edge. For the ancient kingdom was torn up because of the sins of those who led and ruled the nation. And so all the good and bad alike suffered. One of the good persons who suffered for the sins of the bad was the Daniel. And thus has it ever been. But now we are coming unto the day when everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Michael shall stand up, and everyone shall be found, and everyone that shall be found written in the book shall be delivered. Daniel 12:1. Jeremiah 31:33. Behold, the days come, saith Yeshua, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. That's and with the house of Judah. The house of Israel, the 10 tribes in Samaria, and with the house of Judah, the 2 tribes in Jerusalem. Not according unto the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith to Yeshua, that this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said to Yeshua, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their King, Savior, Redeemer, and Deliverer, and they shall be my people, said to Yeshua of the host. For this new covenant, you see, this should go into the effect in the judgment time. Then shall all of the other people know the difference between the good and the evil. Just shall they know what is Yeshua's will and the way. And Yeshua says, my way is in the sanctuary. And that's Psalm 7:13, and thus shall they be able to perform the good and to shun the evil. They shall naturally and gladly incline to do good, just as they now incline to do evil. For the Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, was a very great king. He ruled over a great kingdom and lived in a wonderful palace. But as soon as his human heart was taken away from him, and the heart of a beast put in him, just as soon his own desires and ways left him, and the desires and ways of a beast entered into him. See Daniel 4:16. So with Yahweh's people, just as soon as he puts his law in their hearts, in their inward parts, and writes it in their hearts, just as soon their carnal hearts desire and enmity against Yahweh's law will disappear. No longer will Yahweh's people need to say, when we want to do good, evil is present. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Jeremiah 31:34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, And every man whose brother sin know thee as sure, for they shall all know me, and the least of them unto the greatest of them says to thee as sure, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Note that the sinners and those who are ignorant of the Yahweh shall no longer, that's the Father, be among the fathers, Yahweh's people. Certainly, a change is coming, for the present state of the affairs will not long continue, for the sinners will be put away forever. And how glad we ought to be that if we now repent, our sins will be forgiven and forgotten, and that the one and no one will ever remind us of them. Jeremiah 31, 35 and 36. Thus saith Yahshua, which that giveth the sun for a light by the day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by the night, that divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. For Yahshua of the host, the sun, and is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahshua, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Here is the Yahweh's bona fide guarantee against doubt and unbelief. As certainly as a doubter cannot change the ordinances of the heavens, just that certainly shall Yahweh's people once again become a theocratic nation, meaning church and state, self-rule, to have their own heavenly government with the laws of the sanctuary that governs this theocratic government. They got to have a nation to set this up in, and this nation is Texas to start with. Jeremiah 31:37. This says, Yahshua, if the heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yahshua. Behold, the days come, saith Yahshua, that the city shall be built unto the Yahshua from the tower of the Hananel unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth ever against it upon the hill Gilead, and shall compass about unto Goath, and the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes, and all the fields unto the brook of the Kidron unto the corner of the horse gate toward the west shall be holy unto the Yahshua. It shall not be plucked up or thrown down any more forever. This finishes the end of Tommy's readings, number 48. This brings us to the end of our study. This hour, contact us at the 11th hour corner, at number 11. Click on the audio archive. Turn on code now with a song. Praise Him or praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him, Yahshua, your blessed Redeemer. Sing, oh, perfect, wonderful, love broken. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory, strength and honor, into his holy name. Like a shepherd, Joshua will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Yahshua, blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He hath wrought a hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Yahshua the crucified. Sound his praises, Yahshua who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Yahshua, our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, love of throes and a ring. Yahshua, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Yahshua is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Yah belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.